We're supposed to have 60 minutes of formal meditation, followed by 30 minutes of
mindfulness training.
We are bowing, Dhamma contemplation, reflection, inquiry, etc. Within the vicinity of the temple area while moving around, whether in the walking, standing, or sitting posture, always be natural and maintain relaxation of form and mind and awareness at all times. But since you just have your lunch, I don't think you want to meditate. So we'll swap the two. The 3 to 5:30 one, I will have the Dhamma session, Q&A. So we swap the two. So now we will do the Q&A, followed by a review of meditation reporting to deepen the proper understanding of your cultivation, the Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha. You can ask any question regarding meditation, the Dhamma, and real life application of the Dhamma, etc. Then after that, we have a closing puja before you go for dinner. Okay. Anybody wants to report meditation or ask any question, or you can share whatever understanding you have or your meditation experience. Anybody? Again, nobody. Good. Oh, sadhu. I didn't get your name. What's that? Oh, you are the Kiat Hun, okay. Lee Hun's friend, Lee Hun's friend, yeah. I now can remember. We are Lee Hun and Kiat Hun, very easy to remember. Okay.
Yeah, first one is Lee Hun.
Yeah.
Kawing.
Okay.
This is Tan, she's Ui.
Okay. Yeah, he's Ui Lee Hun, yeah.
So actually I want to share about my meditation.
Ah, very good.
But like I say, again, since I came here, I have no body pain.
Wow, very good.
And I slept
very good.
Very well.
Wow, very good. Wow,
so this is something I'm also very happy.
It's
just the nature. It's
very
happy.
Good. Yeah.
And then I use lying down. So like I say, I'm guilty whether I'm sleeping or I'm meditating. So actually, I follow your steps of
relaxing. Yeah.
Aware. So when Sandra says about the heart.
Heartbeat.
I can also hear.
Wow.
But actually, after that, it's totally blank. Then next thing I hear, ding.
Because you went into the unconscious. Never mind, it's okay. First time is like that one. You will go into the unconscious first. Don't worry.
So I'm not sure whether I fell asleep or I'm actually where I am.
Never mind, because you actually lapse into the unconscious. You're sometimes too relaxed with the weather so good.
But I can hear the dog barking.
Definitely.
I can hear
what my daughter, semi-conscious. Sometimes hear, sometimes don't hear.
Yeah.
Then finally, the ting one very loud. That's I can hear.
So in general, I do feel a very peaceful feeling.
Yeah.
I feel very connected.
Connected. That is already good. Progress.
Lee Hun was texting me, very worried that I'm alone. He said, I'm so sorry, you will be alone. But actually, I feel very connected. I don't know anybody.
Don't worry.
I'm very connected. I feel very at peace.
And
I think I'm having a very good holiday.
Sadhu. You got your good friend. I saw you with Chuyi there sitting.
Chuyi just introduced herself to
me.
I'm making good connection. So I feel like this is the best holiday I ever had for a long time.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
Very good. Because you every time as a counselor meet people with problems. So this holiday you come, maybe some got problem, but didn't mention it to you, understand? Or? And most of them don't have problem. That's why you, like holiday, you feel very connected.
Another thing I will express gratitude is that, I say I've been seeking, I've been searching all this while, and then I've always had difficulty in Buddhism because of the text.
The
reading.
The Pali and all those things.
And then I find that it is all over.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Me, to me.
Yeah, nobody so, can link the whole thing and explain to you.
So I've been searching, like I said, I went to BGF, I went to Ajahn Brown, I listened to YouTube.
Okay.
But then I am grateful that I found you, lah. Or rather, Li Hun found.
Yeah, you should thank Li Hun. Yeah. The battery. Oh, okay, connected. Didn't on. Yeah, the switch. Somebody off the switch. No, no, the white fellow. The white fellow. Yeah, okay, already.
A lot of things I'm still learning. The
very good.
Terminologies as well as the info paths.
Yes.
Begin to see some sense of it.
Yeah, you can make some sense of it.
Yeah.
Then later on, you go back, you slowly read. You will understand them.
I think I carry a lot of knowledge back. And I think I can...
It's good enough. Yeah, you can share with people. But later on, when it's stabilized through your own realization, then you no need to refer to note. Understand? Maybe you go back. Every time got a patient come, got problem, heart sutta, you open up. Then you try to remember. Then you will reflect and contemplate. Oh, now I know what to tell you. But you go and try.
Yeah.
Initially, you find that you find it very hard to even explain to him or her. Understand? But never mind. You try. Then after a few, then you will learn the skill. Then later on, when you meditate and when you start to have deeper understanding through your reflection, contemplation, and through your this work, after dealing with a few, you learn. You learn from experience. You learn from mistake. And then you realize, last time that one, I shouldn't have told them all this because they are not Buddhist based. They totally don't have any understanding. So you should talk to a lay person. And then he can understand you better. If you use the Pali word, forget about it. They totally cannot get you. So in Hokkien, it's Lia Bo Kyo. The ball cannot be catched. So there is no way. But when you understand already, you can use your own word to explain things to them. Sometimes if they are Christian or Muslim, you don't have to use the law of karma. You just tell them these are nature's law. Nature's law is easier for people to accept. Otherwise, you say, this is Buddhist teaching. The thoughts start already. Hey, I'm Christian now. How can I listen to a Buddhist teaching? Then sometimes certain religion, they have a lot of what they call restriction within their own religion. Because certain religion, they cannot read other religion. No. If you pass them the book, you can be charged under their law. Because that's why you look at my book, for non-Muslim only, for non-Muslim. You have to put that, otherwise you get yourself into trouble. Because sometimes, out of goodness or what, the inverted comma, the Kayamita, too keen to help, he just passed the book over. No? Then get into trouble that time, how? That book got my name there. No? Then he'll ask that guy, where do you get this? Oh, I get it from so and so. So when he knows that it is going to be entanglement with problem and legal thing, he may just abscond or don't want to get involved. And then finally it will trace to me. So I can get involved. But because I put there very clearly for non-Muslim only, so you take, you read, nothing to do with me. Understand? Our intention is clear. It's meant for people that have the affinity and condition. Very good, Kevin. So thank you so much for your very, very sincere sharing. At least Kairamita feel good. Just now, maybe some part was not recorded because the thing was not on. Oh, is it? Then how did the switch go on? Never mind. So anyway, I tried to recollect whatever she said. At first she came through Li Hun, our Kayamita. She has been with me for many years, Li Hun. Even the early years when the mother is still around, she brought the mother to see me. Then the mother recovered, become very happy. The mother followed me to many spiritual trips. Thailand, China, and a few places. Then she was very grateful to her mother because her mother helped her through. I think you know, Li Hun went through chemo process and all those things, cancer during the early years. Then she survived was because of the mother. The mother took care of her. That's why she got a lot of faith, a lot of gratitude. Then when she came to my class, she understood what the noble truth, the first noble truth about disease, about sickness. Well, that one, she said. Later on, after he attend about, I think, was it a few months or a year, I forgot. How did Li Hun came? Anne brought him. Anne, sadhu to you. Then she told me, you know, after a few months, she approached me. Say, Bratio, do you know I am a cancer survivor? That time hasn't passed the, they call got 5 years remission in there. Haven't passed, almost already. Then she told me, thank you so much for your teaching. It's beautiful. He said, I can relate to all those suffering. He said, you don't need to explain the fear, the phobia, the whatever, even at certain stage. Almost depression, but she got very strong mind. She very determined, and she pulled through was because the mother, mainly because the mother. The mother really cared for her, loved her so much. Then also her good karma. Then when she met me, she understood many things. Then her life problem, like first noble truth reality, whatever problem, relationship problem, life-related problem or whatever problem used to be very, very difficult. All got clear. Then she learned quite fast. Then she appreciates so much. She always tell Kayamita and Dhamma friend, he said, you go, it will help you a lot. Then later on, she saw the mother illiterate, speak only Mandarin a little bit, because my Cantonese is no good, understand not? Hokkien, sorry. Later on, Bukit Mataja, he went to that what? Kundangka. Nandaka. How to pronounce? Nandaka. Oh, Yudanhua. That famous place, Nandaka, I think. I forgot the name already. There is a Buddhist bit near her house. Later on, she go there. Then, somehow we went for some spiritual trip. I think I follow one of the trip, BGF organized. I went with Chui, and Mimi. Mimi was the one that registered and told us want to join. I said, can. Then we visited that place. We met Li Hun's mother there. The forest there. Tokun, you call it Nandaka. Very peaceful place. Quite a nice place. High up in the mountain. Then they got this shrine up there. Oh, that one very nice. You know, there is a Rupang. They're supposed to have relic one. I can feel the energy up there. Very good energy. So that place is not bad, that place. Then, very nicely built. Well, you go out a lot of steps, I remember. Walk to the top, then another step. That place was beautiful. Then, because of the mother turned around, then she got faith, then she keep on coming. Then later on, she even, when she was in SBS, some foreign lady, Masale, I think, got one from near to Perth, she came to your house on the house Dana when you invite me over for the talk. The boyfriend and her came nearby. What is the place already? Nearby your Perth house. There is a city. Many hours, but considered near lah. Whole Australia, Sophie. The next town from your place. No, it's a like don't know what B one. B-Y one. B-Y towards the end. At the end got B-Y one. Send B or what? I forgot already. Never mind. Not important. He got a book from at the SBS. You know, Amolang, Westerner. She was struggling there. Cannot understand. Their teaching and all those things. Then she asked Li Hun, the obvious, Li Hun, the over there. Then Li Hun saw her so sincere, then talked to her. Then he told her, he said, "You don't worry. I give you one book, very easy to understand." I don't know which transcript she gave to her. Wow, she came back to Li Hun. "Who is this person who speak this and all those things?" Li Hun said, "My teacher, lah." He said, "How come his book so easy to understand?" He said, "Now it makes sense. Everything connected and related to life. Simple language. She can understand." That's why she was so happy. Then after that, I think they came back. Then Li Hun happened to relate this to me. I also didn't know about it. Then Xia, brother Xia, together the wife. Really sorry. I forgot your wife's name. Ah, Peng, yeah. Oh, you ask Peng to forgive me. Ji Wei, I remember Ji Wei. Yeah. I used to communicate with him through email. I used to see his name. But the wife one, I seldom communicate. That's why after the trip, cannot remember. So Peng and Ji Wei, or Brother Xia, invited me over to visit Perth. Then to give a talk at the house, then visit her at their place in Perth and go to a resort home in Lancelin. Then I told my wife, I said, "We haven't been to Perth. We always fly to Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra area and nearby that side. But seldom go over to Perth." Then I got a classmate in Perth. Then I told my wife, "We go." Then I agree. Then the Kayumita was so excited though. Birthday coming, so they were planning. Susan, they are in Klang. So they scared to announce. Once announced on the My Kayumita side, I tell you, you will have a very big group. So we try to restrict. Still 20 over when I think. Then because my second last teacher was in Melbourne, so I said, long time I haven't been there. Then my brother-in-law also there. So we flew. I agreed. You never believe, When I was there after our Lancelin holiday, because they make the announcement that I will be giving a talk there and the house done. And this, I think, Aussie lady, she received that news from Li Hun, and he contacted them, and said, "I'm coming with my boyfriend." And they really came. Then I saw her for the first time. Then when she told me Li Hun, I remember what Li Hun told me. "Oh," I said, "you are the lady." I said, "Sadhu, rejoice, nice meeting you." Oh, see, from so far, you can meet. There is affinity. There is the condition. Tiffany. Tiffany. So I can remember Tiffany. Then the boyfriend also came. Oh, very young couple. That's why this type of Dhamma, what I want to explain to you is, you are a counselor. When you understand, you can express it out in your own words. You don't have to even follow the traditional teaching, the words. Because this traditional teaching, you speak according to sutta or the standard translation, all the youngster would not listen to you. Because it's boring. Birth, old age, sickness, and death. Everything they don't like on. And say this is suffering. Then they remember some other religion tell them, "Why you go to Buddhism? Everything is suffering. You come here, got love, compassion." Then they got their function. They call it fellowship. Got caroling, everything. Then you come here like that day, Chui. Chui was with us on the table with Mimi-san. I say at this age, 20 plus, They got people come here for retreat. Most of them would have girlfriend, boyfriend, and all that. Then actually say, come here, old lady. Which makes sense. But that type of fellowship, not old lady, you know, all pretty lady, you understand? And handsome guy. So, the choice is obvious, isn't it? They never got time to listen to your this old lady story, you understand? But if they come with a problem, then you tell them, a lot of this case has come to me, you tell her, tell him or her. You say, you don't worry. If you are willing to listen with an open mind, I can share with you all this understanding. And these are all very scientific, you see, based on nature's law. You don't need to believe anything. You don't even need to have a religion to understand all this. Yeah, these are nature's law. So nature's law means cause and effect. You can start with Newton's law. To every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The third law of Newton. Understand? So you reap what you sow. Wow, they sure agree on. We are Christian, also have that as well. Then the Mandarin speaking, lucky easy. 种瓜得瓜, 种因结果. Wow, they sure understand on. So you should start like that. Then you say, oh, this is critical illness, traumatic disease, lead to a lot of fear. Because it related to what they're experiencing, understand? Or this is separation, relationship problem. A lot of people become very sorrowful, depressed. You speak like that, it's different. But you go and tell that birth, old age, sickness, and death is suffering. That everything you do, you attach suffering. He doesn't know what that that word not so good. H-E-L-L. Are you trying to tell them? So you have to relate something that they can understand. Then they will have faith in you. They will trust you. Because from the way you speak, you are very sincere. You are very genuine. Even to your own children, your own spouse or loved one. If you have that Dhamma with you, they will have faith in you. They are willing to listen to you. That's why you have to change yourself. You have to go through the cultivation, the understanding, the realization. Then when they see you change, they will understand you have learned something very different. And you are really, really a changed person. You change for the better. And a lot of my Kayamita told me, I remember last time Brother Tim. He was not with us. He very technical. He was very intelligent, sharp. Then Pamasuri, because he loved Tim, Brother Tim so much. After the first retreat, he said, I make sure I get my husband to join. But she didn't know how to do it. Then somehow, after a few occasions, no conditional. We are very new that time. He thought this is maybe people who don't have the intelligent one, they go on. Then one day, our brother Tim was sending Pamasuri over. Very smart, that case. This one really, she relate on. He said, he came over to Suyan's house. Then he said, you want to go back? Then he said, what time come and fetch you? At least 2 hours plus. Oh. You want to wait in the car? Then later on, somehow he said, come in lah. Join me for one session. Then Brother Tim came in. After that session, he heard us. Totally different one. Then he got this feeling. I think this one, okay. Then he keep on coming. If I'm not wrong, that one I cannot confirm. I need Brother Tune to confirm. The wife must have changed to a certain extent. Then after that, a few months later, they invited me for lunch. I remember we went to an Indian shop. I think Suyan and Mifong was around with us. Then I think with my wife, 6 of us, we were sitting on a long bed. Then the dinner after our class, I remember. Oh no, it was a dinner or lunch, I forgot already. Never mind, not important. Then when Papa Suri was in the washroom, I talked to Brother Tim. The first thing he told me, Brother Tim, thank you so much. I said, why? He said, after Papa, my wife go to your class, it helped me a lot, he said. Well, I was so surprised. That's why Dhamma can change people. He said, I got less headache. I got less problem. See, this is how you can have an impact on your loved one. And this is true situation. And a lot of Kayamita told me that. And so on. Because, you want to put in the record? Or you want me to repeat? Don't worry, I keep that a secret. Your good intention, hopefully you can fulfill your noble wish. Or wow. If he can come from Penang all the way, stay with you and drive over, then chances very high. Oh, your husband also with you. Oh, with your family. Oh, like that easy, follow Pamasuri's technique. can you send me or not tonight? I don't feel like driving. Then if he did answer, honey, or darling, please. Because you have softened down, you're willing to tone down and call him by honey, darling.
What's wrong with you,
man? For the wife to do that, no suspicion on. If the husband do that to you, you better think out of the box. How come all of a sudden he's so nice to me? But for a wife to be nice, nothing serious. So if you succeed, you have to change, understand? Noble Eightfold Path. Speak gently. Speak with understanding and care. Be sensitive. So your speech must be gentle, pleasant, and good speeches that can make him cheerful, make him happy. Otherwise, every day, ting zuya. You know what is ting zuya? Huh? Xiu mei, galo. Like that, very difficult. But all of a sudden, like they say, wow, what happened to my wife? Sick cho yo. Jia cho yo. How come suddenly become so feminine? So gentle, so pleasant. I don't know whether your character last time very aggressive one or what, I don't know. So, not aggressive, but if you are aggressive, he will recognize you very fast. How come suddenly you become so gentle, so pleasant, so nice? Like a totally, completely changed person. Sometimes he will suspect, is this really my wife or not? And it happened before, because after a person changed, you really cannot believe that they have become so different. And a lot of Kayamita told me that. So this is what the Dhamma is capable of. So you have a lot of potential, don't worry. Now only you start to study. So the phase one of Dhamma is to learn the teaching. Then after that, even theory, never mind. Go back, second turning, reflect, contemplate. Then put it into practice. Good speech, right speech. Means no more wrong speech. You know what are wrong speech? Right? What are they? Words that are hurtful, understand or not? They say, uchi one. That hurt, very hurtful one. What was it? Then, harsh speech, understand or not? Hurtful speech. Then the other one is backbiting, say bad things behind people, then telling lie, understand? Then sweet nothing. You know what is sweet nothing? Frivolous speech. So these are the speech you avoid. Speech that can bring about harmony, understanding, care, love, concern. Very pleasant, gentle, and good speeches that bring about harmony, bring about confidence, faith. These are the way you should speak as a counselor, as a person who is in the service industry. The way you speak can help many people. When people are in a state of fear, suffering, they need love, nothing else. They need somebody who understands, who cares. Then you can touch their heart. That's why they feel safe together with you. They have confidence in you. Then they will trust you. But you have to be careful, you know. If you're too good, too kind, they harass you. You know? They keep on harassing you. Any problem, they come after you. But you have to teach them. Because it's your life. You have to learn this yourself. You cannot keep on relying on other people. Understand or not? There is still attachment. At that time, you can use the word attachment after they have faith in you. Understand or not? And this is the cause of suffering. If you need my advice for anything that you cannot solve, then okay. But don't, every time got problem, remember Kiat Hun. Oh, she was the one that advised me. Then go to you. If once a while, help her to understand better, it's okay. But there are some karmic, chronic one. They really need somebody to talk to one. Understand? They got intense fear, a lot of karmic obstruction, suffering, misery. Then they need to harass someone, understand? So you have to be careful. If that one come, you have to learn how to deal with all these things. You have to have your understanding, your wisdom, your skill. Then you have to tell them very clearly, not scold them, not reprimand them, no. Just tell them, please, it's your life. You better see clearly. If you are not serious about your life, you are not interested in improving your life, nobody can help you. You keep on harassing me, text me, also no use. What I can do is I share this understanding with you. Everybody who follow this understanding, no need to say Buddha's teaching, understand? No? They will have good life. As a Christian, easier. You say Jesus' teaching is very simple. Jesus' love and compassion. Then the Ten Commandments. You keep this, follow Jesus' advice to have love and compassion. God will take look after you. Your life will improve. And basically, this is the advice of the Buddha. Is that what evil the good, isn't it? Keeping the precept. That's why their life will improve. But they attribute everything to God. Understand? God. So it is the same teaching. But when they don't understand, they attribute to God. But actually, it's the law of karma that decides all this. So you avoid all evil, do good, means you understand that the nature's law is the law of karma that governs life and existence. I mean, you don't tell a Christian it is not God, understand? Then they have fear in you, understand? Yeah. So if they want to believe it's God, you see, it's something like your teaching that explains God is all-loving, all-compassionate. If you follow His advice, heed His advice, He will look after you. He will provide for you. He will care for you. You will have good life. That is a skillful way of using your understanding in a manner where they can understand. You are not lying, understand? No? But when they are ready, when they recover already, and then only you can teach the real teaching. Yeah. Then you say, it is not your religious labor that makes you spiritual. It is your understanding. Yeah. So forget about the religious labor. Develop understanding of life, wisdom. And then that is the time to share more. Provided God condition, people want you to share or people want to be helped, then there is possibility. So you have to have a lot of understanding in this field and this respect. And then you can be effective. I spend more time on you because I know you are a counselor, you can help many people. So I rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, no more, we better continue. Huh? Yes, Ken. Yeah, Jinhao, yes.
Yeah, for these questions, I'd like Brother Chong Ling to help me.
Ken. Oh, this is the young man we talk about just now.
Afternoon, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
So this morning, because today is Kucham's birthday, right?
Yeah.
So 5 o'clock, I go down and meditate.
Shadu, very good.
So I saw Chinghao also meditating.
Yeah.
Then I got a message from Morishana.
Oh, Shadu. To him.
Because he want a clearer understanding.
Yeah.
Give him the clear understanding.
Yeah, very good.
So the message is, let me think.
Don't worry, slowly. You can recollect through your mindfulness.
Don't have any one thing to attain, because at the end of
very
day,
good.
There's
Sadhu.
Nobody.
There's Sadhu. There is nobody inside there to attain. Yeah. Oh,
because I see he got all one thing.
The so craving and the subtle desire to attain, to realize. So that is the one that will prevent. Sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So message can come through somebody, which happened before in previous retreat. Then Kayamita, who have faith, they will go and pay respect and express your gratitude. Thank you so much for passing the message through our young man. Because sometimes when your head has a lot of this thinking, Sankara, they cannot give it to you because you don't have a silent mind to receive all this. Your nature is not sensitive. So that's why sometimes he has to go through another one. Then it so happens he is next to you. So that's why the message can go. So these are things that you will learn and understand. And there are many other ways. These are all nature's law. And all these great beings, their nature and their vow, they are very unique. You can never understand. Then sometimes you think, maybe fairy tale story. No, they really happen. If you are in this field, you will understand. You have a lot of this sign, message, and all those things. This nature has gone through. And endless, actually, a lot. Keep on coming. Very good. So, you yourself got any question?
I hope Brother Teo could further interpret on.
Oh, okay. It's very simple. Because like he said, Virajana's message here is simple. Don't have any craving to be enlightened, because there is nobody inside there. That craving is a hindrance, it is a desire, even though very noble. Just like Ajahn Chah said, don't try to become an Arahant. When you become, you cannot be an Arahant. Because Arahantship is no becoming. Enlightenment is no becoming. Becoming is craving to be. Understand? So craving, the Buddha teach, got three types. This one I think no need. Because Suyan already put in the WhatsApp. After I get Jin Hao to rub it off. Never mind, now I can write here. Craving, the Buddha say, got three types. What are the three types of craving? First craving is what? In Pali, craving is called what? Tanha. Kama tanha. Kama. What is kama? Sensual craving. What is sensual craving? Oh, sorry. This is no, not there. What is sensual craving? Craving of the senses, understand? Like your desire for the sense experience. So, sensual desire is positive and negative, understand? Your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. What fell? What fell? Something fell, you didn't know. What is it, I ask you?
Where is it?
That one is a spanner, for them to fix up the whiteboard. So after I keep it. I thought my zip fell. So second craving is what? Bawa tangha. What is bawa tangha? B-H-A-V-A. Bawa tangha. What is that? Craving to be. This is the one that stops you. Understand or not? Craving to be. Then the other one is add in the V-I. Vi bawa tangha. Tangha. Craving not to be. When there is craving, suffering will arise. you cannot awaken. That's why he say, don't have craving to liberate your mind. You can determine with virya to walk this way, but don't crave for enlightenment. Don't desire for enlightenment. Do you understand? Like ambition. This is a favorite question. A lot of Buddhists, after learning Buddhism, they always ask me when I give talk. Most places during the early days, they will put up their hand and say, Brother Teo, is ambition craving? And now I ask you, is ambition craving? You have ambition to be a doctor, to be an engineer, to be an accountant. Is it craving? Oh. Our friend there, Mr. Hung from Singapore, shake the head like that. Means no. We get him to share. 你可以用华语就跟你要。 因为你说不是 craving 嘛, very good. If you can answer, he has dhamma. You don't look at him. He's quite new, but he is good. I tell you.
I think as long as there is no three evil roots should be okay.
Then there is no craving. Three evil roots. You don't have selfishness or desire to have it. Understand? Then you are not deluded. Well, this is something very noble, isn't it? Yeah, very good. Thank you. Then I explain. You see, if you have this noble ambition to be an engineer, means what? I don't have selfishness, no. If I want to be an engineer to make good money, and people tell me, wow, engineer, a lot of kang tao one, no. You know what is there or not? You can receive a lot of kickback or whatever, no. Or on the side there got bribery and all. If you have that in mind, then it's out of greed, understand? But if that is the profession that you feel you like, because you can develop a lot of understanding and you can contribute to society, then there is no greed, hatred, and delusion behind. Understand? It's a very noble ambition. Now you understand? There is not craving. It's an ambition which I understand. Then the other thing is, you don't go and buy the degree. Understand? That is illegal. Understand? Nowadays, online university, a lot can buy. Understand? PhD also can. Doctorate also can. Or master. If you go through the crooked way, means there is intention to cheat, to deceive, understand? Then it is craving, evil root. Do you understand? But if I know that the education system provides for it, if I work towards it, I will have that probability to realize my ambition to become an engineer, or a doctor, or accountant. So that is the big difference. So now you understand. As long as there is no evil root, all this craving cease to be. Then it is not craving. Then what is this craving to be? To become enlightened is craving to be. To become a good person is craving to be. You understand? Definitely why? Because what is that good person? According to who? According to your views and opinion. And there is good according to you. Selfish. Understand not? The moment you follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid evil, you are already good. Understand not? The absence of evil is good. You don't have to have the craving to be good. Understand? That's why don't try to do good. Then you say, wow, Brother Teo, this is the balik. When Buddha say, avoid all evil, do good. You ask me not to do good. You cannot understand the Buddha. The Buddha say, avoid all evil. Then by nature, you are automatically good. Then when you can avoid all evil, if there is condition for you to arise, to do good, you definitely will do the correct good. Why? Because you know what constitutes evil. Understand? That's why you have to avoid all evil. Then only you can do good. Absence of evil is good. Yeah, you know what constitutes evil. If the evil roots are not there, that's why that good you do, you check. Just like mindfulness, awareness, to be aware of the mental intention, so that you know what constitutes evil, the evil root are there, then this is wrong action, wrong speech, wrong thought, wrong livelihood. Then you won't do. Then likewise, when you do good, you also check like our brother, as long as the evil roots are not there. That's why in our vow, aspiration, we vow to have this understanding. To follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil to good and purify the mind. But we must understand what constitutes evil. That's why that is very important. And if that is not understood, you cannot cultivate. You only talk. Understand? And you cannot expand greed. The greed alone, there is so deep a meaning in greed. The Pali word is loba. Now, we went through earlier of the retreat. All of your selfishness, your desire, your craving, your lustfulness, your possessiveness, these are all greed. Your covetousness, yeah, your lie, they are all greed. Your pleasant experience, your attachment to all this sense experience, they are all greed. Sensual craving is all greed. Understand? Craving to be, also greed. Then craving to not to be is negative. Understand? Dislike, ill will. So sometimes they use the word craving for existence and non-existent. If you don't understand, that translation is not so correct. Understand? Because existent and non-existent, sometimes they interpret wrongly. Craving not to be means commit suicide. Understand? Don't want to be means what? Want to die lah. Then a lot of people have this idea now. So much suffering. Myself commit suicide. You go and ask depression people. A lot of these suicidal thoughts. Yeah. They think, once you die, all this problem resolved. So if you use craving for existence and non-existence, it's dangerous. But if you say craving to be, to become something. So in our career field, in our society, when you crave to be the chief executive officer, understand? Because you think there is promotion, there is a very, very powerful, influential post, understand? And it brings about a lot of status. Then your status become different. Then you got a title. It gives rise to self-esteem, fame, and other things. But then you didn't know it's a hot seat, understand? There can only be one CEO, and everybody is looking for that seat. So those who wants to take that seat got potential on what they do. They will think of a way to finish you off, understand? So that is a very hot seat. Then when you stay there, wow, you realize a lot of this pressure and this what they call backstabbing type of thing, politics and all those things. Then you realize a crazy place, really hot seat. Then what you do? Craving not to be. But your desire, you cannot like relinquish or give up that title, no? That fat salary, you know. So you cling on to it, understand? Never mind lah. Die lah. Then they are waiting for you to make the slightest mistake, they bring you down, understand? And this is very common. Then some, until you cannot take it already, they say, okay lah, just give up. Then they just resign and they go. So craving not to be, don't want to become that. So craving is always suffering. Whenever you crave. Yeah, the Buddha said, when you cannot get what you want, what happened? When you cannot get what you want, what happened? The first noble truth reality, when you cannot get what you want, suffering, understand? When things don't go your way, your expectation in life is not met. These are all craving. So, craving to be and not to be. So, these are the three types of craving. Kama tangha, bawa tangha, vibawa tangha. So now, you understand. No need to crave, like ambition. If you sincere, have the faith, you just walk towards it. That's why I say, don't try to know. Then you will be able to realize your noble aim. Yeah, because you make the aspiration. to avoid the fools, meet out with the wise. Then when you have this condition, you must determine to learn who are the fools, who are the heedless, who are the wise. Then after that, when you meet already, learn from them, listen attentively, have an open mind. Then follow the advice and do the investigation. Check. If it really is the true Dhamma, it will lead to progress. You will see the impact on you. You will change. You will become a better person. You will have the quality of the Noble Eightfold Path. You speak differently. Good, pleasant, and gentle speeches, kind speeches, leading to harmony, goodness, kindness. This is what meditation is. Then you will become more heedful, less and less of this heedless thinking, less and less of this evil root within you, delusion, that condition, your selfishness. Then the sense of self become less and less, less and less. Then the sense of well-being, peace, virtue, more and more, more and more. This is how you measure progress. If you can avoid all evil, do good, it's the first stage. It will bring about better life. Because your karmic negativity, you avoid all. You only have to deal with the past, which is already gone, you cannot change. But whenever you create wholesomeness, goodness, it will set the base for your good karma to come. Then your life will become a lot better, more pleasant, like more blessed. Then you read up the sutta, what constitutes supreme blessing? Ah, develop all those. Then you want to be realize nibbana. What are the things you should do, like yesterday's Karaniya Metta Sutta? Huh? Go and check whether these things are with you or not. This is how meditation is to be developed, through understanding. Then as long as you have faith, you are sincere, all this will unfold. No need to crave, no need to desire. Just do your part. Understand? Yeah? Okay, yeah. Sadhu, huh? Let us rejoice. Huh? Yeah. We have a lot of you that don't ask, so no condition. So at least they ask, there is condition for me to explain. And this part I haven't explained, huh? The three types of craving. Okay, we go on. Huh? We're supposed to stop at 3, yeah? Okay. Can, no problem. Kiet Hun, now I remember you.
So this is pertaining sensual craving, and I'm talking about the young one in their 20s, when their hormones are all raging. So in that age group, when they are meeting opposite sex for the first time, one thing, the other person, is that called craving?
I use another better word, infatuation. You infatuated with the opposite sex.
But you give them a lot of pain when they don't get what they want, is it?
Sure. La.
These are relationships.
Because there is desire, you know, it's stronger than just craving. You know.
Yeah.
There is desire.
But isn't that, again, so sorry, human nature, the process of life? I mean, they are young and their hormones are raging. Seeing the other
very
guy.
Simple, based on Brother Hung's definition.
Again, the three, no greed, no hate, no delusion.
So got or not?
Of course, they got delusion, because they want the other guy. Ma.
You can love somebody without delusion, understand or not? If you are sincere in your approach to relationship, you are not just courting because of lust, understand or not? To have and own them, control them, possessive, and the lust, that wanted that opposite sex. Your love is not sincere, and then there is craving, then that can have karmic negativity. Because youngster nowadays, I was told, I don't know whether true or not, last time we all, our generation, our time, we all patol, normally, the parents are very strict or not. Hold hand, they caught you, or go to see cinema show, they call you in already. Talk to you already. You better ask your parent to come. You already hold my daughter's hand. Nowadays, where got such thing? Nowadays, it's very common to be together first. Like they say, can try one. Then after that, not happy, they change boyfriend and girlfriend as frequent as changing clothing. Changing clothing also not so often. Then some told me sometimes like eating breakfast. Every morning is different breakfast. Because this is a new society, and it's a new era. You can still deal. Because the teaching is evergreen, understand?
Come back to the sanctuary training and the three. But before they actually get the girl, they go through the process of chasing.
So it must be a man or a guy.
They go through the chasing. Of course, the girl retaliate. And then they come back with a strange, she said this to me. So of course, I find the person struggling with a lot of thoughts. Whether the girl like me or not. She give me this reaction. The day he just snapped at me. What does this mean? So it's all that craving.
No. How you deal with that, more important.
Of course, we deal with him first, lah.
Yeah, how?
So I told him first, you have to examine yourself. Probably it's your self-esteem. You react to every reaction that she gives you.
This is a typical counselor advice.
I'm a counselor.
I don't blame you. It's good. And I will tell you a similar situation where one undergraduate lady approached me many years back. She was studying in one of the local private universities. I think later on she get to know my daughter. I forgot her name already. She was from Babs. I was teaching meditation there. Then this lady, I think first year or second year, the mom passed away. I didn't know early on. Then she was already in depression and also unhappy. Then the father, I think, also got problem, either alcoholic or whatever. Then she has to struggle through. Then he met one guy, much more older than her. But she didn't know that this guy already got a wife or a girlfriend. I don't know. I'm not very sure. Then their relationship become like improved. You know why? Because she is at the point where she needs somebody to care for her, understand her, nice to her, and be so young. That's why she told me later on that the relationship becomes so beautiful. Then later on, after 2-3 months, I think more than that, 6 months or what, suddenly the boy, the more elderly boy said, we cannot continue our relationship because I already have girl. Wow, she went back into depression again. He told me it was a double barrel. She used to be very cheerful, helping out on Vesak Day and all things. I didn't know. Until I was teaching meditation there. There I got somebody helping me. That time was a lady that always provide transport and take me there, all those things. Then I saw this lady so young coming in, with the eyes red. Then I know she is in tears, with a lot of suffering, a lot of grief. Then because she was there very early, because she got nowhere to go already, then they say, maybe you go for meditation, it will help. That's why she came for meditation. Then when she came to my class, actually earlier on before the red eye, she already came to my class before. Then she find it interesting, she learned. Then I think after 3-4 weeks or what, all of a sudden she appeared, the red eye, everything. Then I knew something wrong. She sat there, full of sorrow, deep thinking inside there, completely like lost in thought. Then I talked to her. I said, you can come forward. Then I said, did anything happen to you? She started to cry, burst into tears. Okay, I said, it's okay. You're free or not? I said. After the session, I will end early. Then I will talk to you. Yeah. Then the center, after that, has to close now. Then these are very personal things. Then I dare not take a young girl out at that time. So I tell this lady who is fetching me with transport, which is my Kayamita, the first batch. I said, you're free or not tonight? She said, yeah, but I'm free. Can you do me a favor? We together take this younger to a quiet coffee shop nearby, or mama shop or whatever, quiet place, then we can talk. So luckily she agreed, and that undergraduate also agreed. Then I took her to a nearby, I think it's a cafe, it's like, not really mama, but there's some a cafe where you can have a quiet talk. And that time already at night, you know, well, my that time meditation end at 10 p.m. So already 10:30 p.m. So we don't have much time to talk. Talk until 11:30, we have to go. Then I told her, you have to relate to me what happened. Then she told me all this, you know, the mother died and all. And then I understand. Then I tell her, how old are you? I asked her, sorry. She said, I just completed my first year. I'm in my second year. I say, you don't worry. All this can be resolved. Yeah. This is what the Buddha said. Yes, she is a Buddhist. She went to Vesak and help out. But she doesn't know the Dhamma. Yes, she's so young. But she got this, I think must be from the past, like to help out in the Buddhist activity, like Vesak celebration or Dana and all that. And because of that, there is affinity. So I talked to her and I said, okay, very simple, I say. Your life can only improve if you understand what is going on. I say, as a Buddhist, we believe in the law of karma. You reap what you sow. So initially, I introduced this concept to her. I said, very likely in your past, you must have caused a lot of this type of suffering to fellow living beings. That's why this life you come, you have parents like that who neglect you. Not so responsible towards you. Then your mom's passing away was partly due to the father and all those things. Then there's some misunderstanding. Then the mother developed stress, sickness. Then she was so like in grief and all those things because the mother was the only one that really cared for them, provide for them. But she has to suffer from the marriage and like almost like a single mother, got to look after the whole family because the husband is either alcoholic or what. Yeah, is not responsible. Come back, give a lot of problem. Until she also dare not stay there. Then she got another brother. Then I told her, you have to ask for forgiveness. Then you have to determine to follow the advice of the Buddha. Yeah, to avoid evil, do goodness, keep your precept. Simple. Then learn how to speak nicely, gently, pleasantly. Then after that, after she listened, then I say you have to invoke power of merits. Yeah? To like invoke the power. By the power of whatever merits and wholesome, may it arise according to condition for me to recover from all this sorrow, sad, suffering, my state. I just told her that. Then I say, later on, you will become more beautiful. Because that boy, your senior, who doesn't love you, is because he didn't see the value in you. You use the word self-esteem. I don't use the word self-esteem. I say, you are beautiful within, not physically. Talk to a young girl, say, you are beautiful. Oh, dangerous. I say, within. Your nature is beautiful. You got Buddha nature, I said. You have love, you have all this. But you are caught in this is because of karma. You can overcome. If you follow the advice of the Buddha, all this suffering need not be. There is the teaching. You can become beautiful. Then she asked me how. I said, follow the teaching. Cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Speak to people gently, nicely, so that people can feel you. I say, it's your character, but she is not really that pretty, you understand? So you cannot blame her for not having all this. You know. Then young people, they always think, because of their physical appearances, they like, nobody like them. No. They got this thought one. No. Then they want to go and make up, buy handphone, make themselves more pretty and all this, thinking that by having all this, they can attract people. I say you attract the wrong guy, you get into big trouble. And so, well, most of these people are not serious about relationship. One, well, it's their generation. So what I told her is, once you can cultivate some form of this understanding and right speech, right thought, yeah, then right livelihood, action, sorry, then your approach in relationship with people, if you start to improve yourself following all this Noble Eightfold Path teaching, your character will change, you will become beautiful. Means you will not easily get hurt, get harmed. Then when you have goodness, kindness, the result of it is people will be kind to you, good to you. Then she went off for a few months. Then I didn't see her though. Then she called me in between. He said, "Brother Teo, thank you." He said, "Well, I was posted to a company," he said, "for training." Training, you know, answer phone call service industry. So the way she replied, she realized as she do that, although she's not pretty, all the colleagues like her. But the way she answers phone call is very nice. "May I help you? May I know who's on the line?" On all of them. And they are very pleasant and good. So people can see that this is a very nice lady, very pleasant. So a lot of people want to become her friend, then get to know her. That's why she suddenly got people that has the, what they call, how you call that? Got people interested in her. No? Not tackle her, but want to get to know her. Then she got like, she don't feel that she is so like so char anymore. No? Then he say, "Wow, this Noble Eightfold Path very good, oh, Brother Teo." Then after that, she starts to dress up, you know, because she was happy, cheerful. Then back up again, no? After he went down and cried until the eye at that time, no time for makeup also, nothing. I saw her, all of a sudden I become like everything very casual, like life is no more, like gone complete. Then 3 or 4 months later, he came suddenly to one of the Sunday talk, because I was giving Sunday talk in Babs. She just smiling at the back there. You know. Then I saw her. You know. At first I cannot recognize her. So young now, makeup already, you know, dressed so well. You know. We have got training allowance, I think. Pretty already. You know. Then she approached me. You know. Then I dare not recognize her. You know. Then she approached me. "You know, Bertil, remember me?" Then the memory come back. "Are you that girl that came and talked to me and I advised?" He said, "Yeah, I am that girl." He said, "Thank you so much." He said. Then you know what happened? She got a few classmates who know she get into depression, get jilted and all those things. They were very worried for her. No? Then within 3 months, she becomes so bubbly and so cheerful, put on all that. Then the classmate cannot understand. No? He said, "What happened to you? What happened to you? How come you can turn around so far?" Because they also kena before. Then he said, "I can only share one thing. The power of Dhamma. They cannot understand her." Then she told me, "Brother, thank you so much." He said, "Dhamma can be so beautiful." Then later on, she wanted to know my daughter. My daughter met her. See? That got difficult. Well presented, but I'm not a counselor.
I face a tremendous issue which I cannot solve.
Yeah. So later on, you will have the ability.
I think you say sensual craving. I have a lot, like the girls who don't eat, and they eat, and then they.
Yeah.
Feel
until got one, become so thin, no. Because they scared fat, no. They think fat, No boy like them, no. You have seen girls like that or not? Then because of that, it become a sickness. No? It is very common. Yeah. And all these, you don't go and say, "Hey, this is craving, no, cause of suffering." No? I tell you, they don't want to listen to all this nonsense. You must say, inwardly, you are beautiful. Then later on, I say, now you understand, that person who don't want you, it's a loss to him, isn't it? He don't see the value in you. He don't see the potential in you, understand? But you only have the potential after you have Noble Eightfold Path, understand? So you can build up your own character, your own personality, until you are so loving, so kind, understand? So virtuous. So they say inner beauty. Those who really look for wife, they look for inner beauty, not physical. Understand? And my wife used to tell my son one, don't go and look for flower vase. Look for wife. Understand? Flower vase is pai sui one. So flower vase come back, not careful, clang. Gone.
They call it
trophy
wife. Trophy
wife. My wife better vase, flower vase, porcelain one. Trophy cannot break one. Drop also, sound only. Dented on it. But this one cracked. Means it really hurt. So you must have some skill. They say Dhamma is about realization. Otherwise, you cannot apply one. You don't have realization, wisdom. You have not go through it, experience it, realize it. You can't even solve your own life problem. You can't solve other people's problem. The Buddha got one saying, you know, in one of the sutta. He said, if you yourself is stuck in a quagmire, you know what is a quagmire? A muddy pit. If you can't even save yourself stuck there, how can you save others? So those people who asked the Buddha at that time, how can I save people? He said, you realize the Dhamma first. You yourself come out of the First Noble Truth, reality, suffering first. That's why our second basic vow is what? We vow to endure, subdue. Didn't rub yet. Read. Rub already? Oh, Chin-Hao, so fast. Check your WhatsApp. To endure, subdue all suffering and affliction. If you cannot do that, you are incapable of taking beings across. Taking me across means what? Take them out of suffering. The suffering world of samsara. That's why this vow will help you. That's why you have to cultivate, realize, understand. Then you can apply. Understand? Sadhu, sadhu. Thank you. Thank you for your question. That's why this is very relevant. Handful of life. Although it's society's problem, but this is real life problem. Although you look at it like not related, but I use the Dhamma, the handful of leaves, to explain to you that how it can be done. Understand? So it's a matter of understanding. And it's so beautiful. Oh, sadhu, thank you so much. Now I remember Kiet Hun. Because I remember Lee Hun. Very easy, yeah? Kawin, KH, In Hokkien also Kiet Hun, no. Also Kawin, no. Kiet Fan. Kiet Hun. Kiet Hun. Different now. So yours is what Kiet? Tai Ka. Ji, yeah. Ji Xiang the Ji, yeah. New Year greeting one, is it? Cut lah, Ji Xiang, cut. Hun is for you. Your father not bad. Give you very good name. Okay. Thank you for your question. We all should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. I left with 15 minutes. We better continue. Where did I stop? Just now. Page 82 or 83. We finished in 82. Question 1.2. We were at there. This wisdom or realization does not happen during or out of the meditation. Is it a question? I read wrongly. This wisdom or realization, does it happen during or out of the meditation? Oh, see, people ask this type of question. Do first lah, why you want to ask? Then you will answer yourself. That's why that brother Hung very good. He speak to me in Mandarin. 还是要去修. You understand? Huh? Ask question no use one. Still have to go and cultivate. Because you remember what the Buddha said. I cannot make you enlightened. I cannot teach you wisdom. I can only show you the way. You have to walk yourself and realize it yourself. That's why very fast going. In Mandarin, he told me, 还是要去修. You have to still cultivate. So I see, I don't know what I wrote last night, I answer. It can happen anytime as long as one is heedful, which means constantly meditative and ever mindful, and be the steadfast one as explained by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verse 23. Now that one is true. It can happen either in a meditation or when you are contemplating outside. No problem. Never crave, Jin Hao, for you this one. Never crave or desire or expect it to happen, because the craving and desire and expectation are thought, and that will prevent one from awakening to the state of enlightenment, which is beyond thought. To see things as they are, silent the mind, always remember completely and be patient to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness as taught by the Buddha, via sati, or the silent mind. Then only can one awaken. See, the timing of the message also, our good friend know. See, just before we go to here, the message came to him. Then we drag, until now only this passage appear. And then the answer is very clear. Yeah. Some of the answer is so appropriate. Never, you know, the word crave or desire or expect it to happen. That is the message from our Chong Lim. Chua, Junior Chua. Chong Lim. Thanks, Chong Lim, for passing the message to Brother Sinhao. He is very, very hardworking. He really has faith now. The only thing is he needs some clarification. But when he moves, he will move very fast. Because now he is going through that phase where understanding is a problem. But this was not what he aspired for last time. That's why he finds it very difficult. Because he used a logical mind. But now he has faith. Because he has seen a lot of his friends and some new Kayamita having that progress and all those things. Then at first he said, oscillate. Try to have faith, but not strong enough. Then doubt. Then faith again. Then doubt. Then now, recently, very strong the faith. But that still, that thing, understand not? Yeah, this is what you have inherited from the past. Because you didn't focus on wisdom, understanding, your cultivation. You didn't reflect, contemplate until very, very clear. Then this life you come, you don't expect to have this type of understanding and skill to just awaken like that. Understand? So sometimes, like Mimi say, the whole art, the drawing of that thing, must draw until... what is Wak Chut Chong? No, what Chut Chow means what? Draw outside. You have to draw everything complete, only you can see. Because if you have that talent or that learning or that training for the past, the moment a few strokes come in as an artist, you will know what the guy is trying to draw already. And then you have that past training. That's why Dhamma also same. Wherever there is truth, you will awaken. Like Hui Ning, like myself, this time I come. The moment I saw the Four Noble Truths, nobody teach me anything. Inside, straight away knew, this is the truth. No need to search anymore. Whoever who can come out with this summary after the enlightenment, he is the real one. How did he know? Nobody teach me Dhamma at that time. I don't even know any Dhamma. I was still searching. But the moment I saw that, no need to search. Even though my mother do all those things, as a Chinese, traditional Chinese, which I don't believe. I say, Buddhism like that, forget about it. Then when I read that these are Chinese culture, right, and ritual, nothing to do with Buddhism, then I got interested in Buddhism. Then I read the chief reverence book, Kesari Dhammananda, what Buddhist. Then I saw this Four Noble Truths. The moment I saw, inside knew, this is no more search. This is a real one. Nobody can do that. Because even tell myself inside, deep inside, even if this form and mind or nature of mind had that realization and enlightenment, I cannot summarize all of my understanding into just Four Noble Truths, like the Buddha. No way. See? How come you can have this understanding? It's because wisdom is something that this nature has perfected. Or not to say completely perfected, it has gone through a lot. The third basic vow, it has covered a lot and a lot. So because of that, this nature, when it comes, the way it gives is the way it receives. That's why my sharing, if you are ready, is very penetrative. You straight away can awaken. And because of that, when I met all my this teacher or guide that came to me, I don't need them to teach me. They just share with them what they understand. The words come out, it is a truth straight away it understands. No need explanation. Walk Kung Chai, no need to walk side. And I said, no. That painting, no need, just truth. Enough. So this is a very good sharing. When you are out of the formal meditation, but you are still heedful most of the time, then you can also awaken to the truth. That is, as long as you are heedful, anytime you can realize it via the first, second, or third turning wisdom of the Four Noble Truths. But if you are heedless, you are as if dead spiritually, hence no way to awaken, as confirmed by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verse 21. Then question 2. When we say we must be constantly aware, what is it that we must be aware of? What is your answer? Sometimes I really amazed at the way they ask questions. There was one situation. I remember now. It was the Satipatthana Sutta. I think they have a workshop. Then somebody come out and ask. Because Satipatthana Sutta you teach what? Mindfulness, isn't it? So this workshop participant come out and ask the monk. Yeah, it was in the recording. He said, who is mindful? This type of question. Who is mindful? Mindful of what? You want to try the answer, no? And when I heard the answer from the person who is teaching the workshop and all that, I just don't want to comment. Understand? No? But the question itself means you doesn't know what is mindfulness at all. Can there be someone who is mindful? The observer and the thought. In the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. That is just the consciousness, pure consciousness, awareness before the knowing. How can there be somebody inside there, that's not, to be mindful? Then the word is, mindful of what? The moment you labor, what happens? The perception come out. You are no longer mindful, understand? But the one teaching got answer, no? Understand? You go and listen to the answer. I forgot the answer. So this is exactly more or less the question. But you don't understand. But when you understand, it's very beautiful. There, you see my answer. It's the same. Awareness is before the knowing. So there is nothing for you to be aware of, technically, understand? It's just an awareness before the labeling or perception and word. That is mind in silent awareness to see things as they are, no description on. Before the arising of the aggregate of mind to interpret and give meaning to them. Just the mind and phenomena in harmony. That's a specific phenomena awareness. And perfect synchronization. Before the knowing. So don't go and note anything or look for anything. Or look for the phenomena. But instead, just silence your mind and allow the phenomena to awaken you or tell you the story or to awaken you to realize the three universal characteristics via the silent awareness. to awaken to all the three universal characteristics of phenomena. This is the reason for the Buddha's instruction on cultivating anapanasati, mindfulness on the in and out breath, breathing in, aware, breathing out, aware. Just an awareness of the in and out breath. The breath and the mind move as one in perfect harmony and synchrony without thought and at ease. That's how you feel very light, very peaceful. Then there is a lot of joy, peacefulness. In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. There is just the pure awareness or pure consciousness before the knowing that arises. So naturally, upon contact of mind with the eye as an organ, like the physics experiment analogy of the light bulb, battery and the switch. So similarly, when you are aware, there is no one to be aware of anything. There is just an awareness. That is the silent mind and phenomena as one, without thought, perceive anything. Equanimity means non-duality, seeing things as they are, with yoniso manasikara, or wise attention. At the moment of sense experience, is the key to enlightenment, because only through wisdom or understanding can the mind be free. The nature's law that governs all of life and existence, especially the law of karma, is very complex. So without wisdom, it is very difficult to cope with life. Thinking can become a habitual tendency when we lack mindfulness and wisdom. And because of our rather conditioned views and opinions, we tend to develop a lot of negative thought via habitual tendency. As we understand, wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, suffering and misery, etc. As such, they should be abandoned via right effort and wisdom. We must apply Kalama Sutta advice, not only as advice given to us, but also to our own thought, like just now I mentioned. Hence, whatever advice given to us, in order to know whether we can follow it or not, the Buddha said to the Kalamas at that time, that they should reflect and contemplate as follow to find out. If I were to follow their advice, will it cause suffering and misery to others and to me? If not, then we can try it out. Otherwise, abandon it. So if it is applied to our own thought, then we will know how to abandon all the wrong thought, like just our Bhayangkati, and develop only the right and wholesome thought via the four right efforts, as described in the Noble Eightfold Path. Without wisdom, thought is always egoic. With wisdom, we can see all this. That is, we can see the limitation of thought and how thought divides through words like race, religion, gender, nationality, views and opinion, relationship, etc. To bring about order, conflict, misunderstanding, argument, jealousy and envy leading to all the enmity and war. With wisdom, we will see clearly that it's only a thought and form and mind arguing. They are only the aggregates of mind and not you. Like the analogy as given by the Buddha to the five aggregates. Feeling is like a bubble, this one we have covered, because feeling and sensation always arise and pass away from moment to moment. Perception is like a mirage, only a mental image. Sankara is like a banana tree stem, because layer after layer you peel. At the center of it, or the core of it, it is empty, which is similar to your thought or thinking. They always arise and pass away, and very quickly they are dead and gone. Hence empty, only thought. That's why no matter how much you think, thought is just thought. Arise and pass away, come and go, come and go. So, Sankara is like that. Attach, suffer. Then ultimately, just thought. How real can it be? That's why you will come to understand that it's empty, no reality. They always arise and pass away. And very quickly they are dead and gone, hence empty, only thought. Then consciousness is like a great magician or illusionist. creating all the illusion to lead you. So this one we have covered. Living beings should inquire deep into why the Buddha says sabbe sankhara anicchang, sabbe sankhara dukkang, and sabbe dhamma anatta, which we have gone through, to understand its deep meaning. Sankhara is only mental activity or thought. So how come they have the power to delude you and cause you so much suffering and misery? It is because we are ignorant and delusion. You give it power to torment you without you knowing. With wisdom, you can see all this clearly, and you will come to understand that things are just the way they are, and that everything that we come to perceive through our mind are all conditioned arising, causal phenomena, and they are all manifestation of mind or mental images only. Hence, not so real and not what you think. So don't grasp, don't cling, and don't give it any meaning via delusion. Otherwise, you can be tormented. Then the essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha is the same few things. Appamada, Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23, Four Noble Truths, Five Mental Hindrance, Five Spiritual Faculty, Three Evil Roots, Right View with regards to Law of Karma, Four Noble Truths, and Dependent Origination. And they must be clearly understood in order to progress along the path of Dhamma. That's why this essential Dhamma, you must understand it. The reason being, when I first came out to share the Buddha Dhamma during the year 2004, I thought what living beings need was the Dhamma. But after I had started, I came to realize that very few people could really understand the true Buddha Dhamma. Because at that time, their basic essential understanding of the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha was still not there. So when I contemplated on it and inquired, then the inquiry came. How can living beings develop the understanding of the true Dhamma? Then this understanding came to me. This is the reason why nowadays I reverse the teaching to focus only on the essential Dhamma first before teaching the true Dhamma to new people. We are not able to be aware of the silence of nature because of the phenomenal world. Our mind is so clouded by thought, the vibration and activity of mind that thoughts create. This is the reason why most of you can only perceive the silence of nature only in the middle of the night, when everything is very quiet. We are the essence of mind. This one, my daughter and my son will know. They like to study middle of the night one. No disturbance, very quiet one. Well, then they can actually understand very far. So during the daytime, my daughter usually sleep on. You ask her and see. Then I ask her, tomorrow exam, no, you will now only start study. He said, never mind, daddy, at night study better. always the case. And she did very well in her academic field, my son also. They really did very well. They excel. Okay. We are not able to be... Oh, this one finished. Consciousness creates the world and the continent and the universe. The knower becomes a living... this... I also put it here. You don't need to make notes. Via ignorance and delusion, the knower grabs onto the form and mind, thinking that it's real and what they are, hence becoming the traveler in space and time, wandering in samsara, following the law of nature, a law of karma. Certain Dhamma books talk about be with the knower. Actually, there is no knower or any atta at all. There is only awareness. Like the Buddha explained, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see. Everything is condition arising, and they always arise and pass away following nature's condition. Hence, just be aware and don't get involved. That is why the mind that has wisdom will not stir. Thought are just thought. They are neither good or bad. It depends on the user of thought. Now this part you have to learn. And if the user of thought has wisdom, then thought become right thought. And they are so beautiful. Use thought appropriately. We are arising only right and wholesome thought. Right thought brings about harmony and wholesomeness. Whereas wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, and suffering, etc. Okay, the other thing that I want to add on is your thought is like money, huh? Money. You know money, huh? You sure know money, huh? Is money the source of all evil? Yeah? A lot of people say that. And they don't have money, they don't have problem. So money is the source of all evil. You agree or not? Oh, very wise. Why you say you don't agree? Wow, very good. Now understand already. The use of money. Understand now? If the use of money is good, then money can do a lot of goodness, isn't it? If the use of money got crooked mind on, then they can hire assassin to kill, understand not? Then money become evil. Technically, it has nothing to do with money, understand not? It's the use of money. So, as a form of mind, human being, it is the same. You don't blame the thought, understand not? Wow, Brother Teo say, I cannot be mindful because of the thought. Thought is the problem. So what you do? Kill the thought, suppress the thought, don't want to think. You have Brother Teo say, blank the mind. Our good friend in front also say, blank the mind, emptiness. So you go and blank. That's why when you don't understand, you simply interpret. You think the thought is a problem. That's why you try to suppress it, control it, fix it. That is not the way. The user of thought is who? Who is the user of that thought? Yeah? That's why I say you don't know who you are, what you are. Then who is living your life? Your bundle of memory, understand? Accumulated experiences of life and your coming. Your views, your opinion, your belief system, and your conditioning. So this is the one that you use to live. And what is this? Not enlightened yet. Full of fear, phobia, scars of memory. All the duality of life that you accumulate. You understand? And this one, before enlightenment, is deluded. So you use this to act now. That's why Jay Krishnamurti said, acting according to memory is not acting at all. Where the user of thought is deluded, understand not? Condition. You are still within the field of thought, where you cannot understand thought. But when you are mindful and understand how thought deceive you, delude you, create duality for you to entangle yourself, how thought divide, then you understand your own conditioning, your own views and opinion that entangle you, your own what they call rigid religious belief or label. After you understand all this through awareness or mindfulness, then only you straighten your view. Then what do? After you straighten your view, you develop wisdom, understanding. Then you act according to wisdom. Then the user of thought is this wisdom that is connected to your form of mind. Understand or not? Because you have cultivated, you have awakened. That's why before you awaken, technically, you don't know how to use thought. Thought will be wrong thought. That's why human beings suffer. Suffering is so real within the world, our conditioned world. So the user of thought, nothing to do with thought. Understand or not? When you have wisdom, thought become beautiful, wonderful existence. Then thought become what? Right thought, according to Noble Eightfold Path, according to the right view. This is what the teaching is all about. Why you still don't want to have right effort to abandon the wrong thought? Right effort to prevent them from arising. Have you done that? Then right effort to cultivate all the right thought, the wholesome thought, the beautiful thought. Then to refine upon it, the last right effort, and perfect it. This is what the Dhamma is all about. This is what you have to do. Constantly cultivating the way for power. To improve yourself, to make yourself more beautiful inwardly. Yeah. Then you got inner beauty. Then you don't worry about no girlfriend, no boyfriend. A lot of girls will come after you. Then we heard one young boy who has Dhamma. He tell the mom. He say, Ma, girl very fun. You understand? You know why it's very fun? Yeah? In English, how to translate? Very troublesome. He said, want to find one got Dhamma one, not easier. Easier not? Want to find one girlfriend got Dhamma one? Not easy, you understand? Likewise, you want to find a good husband, you think easier? Easier not? Straight away, I'll get one. Actually, I don't blame you. A lot of ladies suffer like anything. A lot of problems. We are all coming past. They did to people, now this life, victim. People did back to them. Then my wife, very grateful one. I say, that's why I must have this Dhamma. Take care of karma. Otherwise, I don't want to end up like that. I used to tease her. I say, you hold me. You hurt so many victims and kena until kau kau, or you don't have any of this problem. Then you will appreciate having the Dhamma. Understand or not? Otherwise, you never wake up, I tell you. You still want to play, enjoy. Understand? I think I exceeded the time in there. I exceeded. Never mind. Cut short your meditation. Instead of 1.5 hours, I give 1 hour. I got 50 more minutes. Because I realize you all like to learn the teaching, which this group, I think, should be the way. You learn more. A lot are new. Then go back and listen. Then learn. No, put it into practice. Go for phase two. Then realize it. You become beautiful. That's why yes. Can. Yeah, come. Get hood again. She gave good condition. We have real life problem. She can.
Let me share a case of.
Very good. Okay.
About this girl at the age of 12, the parents divorced. She went through where
traumatic.
The parents fought, and then she witnessed a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then they went through the official divorce. And then at the age of 15, the parents get back together. Mm. So literally they are divorced, but they live together. Then the mother got pregnant. Then the mother asked her, now I'm pregnant, what should I do? She was 12 years old, and she's 15 years old. So if I give her, you take care. I don't care, no. I don't want to be bothered. So at the age of 15, she became the mother of the sister, lah. Correct or not?
Yeah.
So she grew up with a lot of distrust. She doesn't like. She thinks adults are irresponsible. They are full of rubbish. So she came into the campus with this kind of perception. She doesn't trust the classmates. So her issue she presented was she cannot get along with people. She doesn't trust people. So when people say anything to her, si meh, si ah, qi yang le meh, si ah. So of course the classmates cannot relate to her that everything we say anything to you, si ah, si ah, how you know? So they find her skeptical, find her annoying lah, to the state that she is actually abandoned. That's why she was brought in to see us today. So when we begin to explore her, she is a lot, the young one bring a lot of eye. And it's their fault, you know. They can, and they are all very different. So we come to this girl. We have to, but she was very open. She had difficulty in English as she speaks Mandarin. And I have difficulty in Mandarin. So we came. So I asked her, "Are you willing to learn from us?" So for this girl, we couldn't counsel her. So what we did was we took her to do CSR.
What is CSR?
CSR is community services.
Good. That one can help.
So we took her, and then each time she goes for one, we come back to the room, and then we do a lot of review lah. So how do you feel? What do you do? And then we actually see her grooming, but the distrust is still there. That's why I was relating back to your question. If it's a person like that, of course it's already wrong. It's deluded. How do we bring them back?
I already teach you.
Correct, but then.
What did I teach you? What did you learn?
Of course, if the person is deluded, then we have to set the views right? No.
Wrong. Ask for forgiveness, repentance. Very easy. You have to tell that in the past you must have done something. Then now you reap what you sow. You become the victim. You must have caused people so much suffering, misery. Then now. Then after that, do good. Follow good teaching. So that you you reap the good of your good action, the way you live your life.
So this asking of forgiveness, for me to understand, we can do it in any instant.
Any instant. But you must be sincere in front of something that you have faith in, understand? Where you really want to repent, understand?
Right.
So that you can break this karmic obstruction. Yeah, this is what you have done wrong to people. I already explained. Otherwise, karma-wise, you reap what you sow, you won't be in this bad shape.
So for her to break through this, is for her to ask for forgiveness?
Not necessarily her. The sister, the parent, somebody related to her can do on her behalf. Yeah.
Oh.
Then they will see the change, the transformation. Yeah, I say before, real life, quite a number. Cannot approach them on, also can be done. Yeah.
Okay, thank
then you.
You
must have goodness. After you have goodness, like you listen to Dhamma, keep your precept, avoid all evil, do good, meditate, or attend Dhamma classes. These are very meritorious, even paying respect to great beings.
For a child?
Wait. I am not saying the child. I am saying the parents related on asana. But this is their children's karmic obstruction. So that in future, if you do it for your children recover. In future, when you come as a child, you got this karmic friction, there will be parents who will do for you, understand? You understand? So what you should develop the understanding is, after the parent on behalf asks for forgiveness, they themselves must keep the precept. Then make offering or whatever in the name of the daughter. Then invoke power of marriage after a period of time, 2 months or 3 months. So when you have enough merit, you say, by the power of these merits, may arise the causes and condition for my daughter, by the what name, so and so, to recover to normal state of mind, or to break the karmic obstruction via the sincerity on her behalf to ask for forgiveness, repentance. You do this, you see the result very fast. She become different, turn around. Then she become very cheerful. I saved 2 cases, cannot talk to them already. The church also cannot do anything, or the pastor all give up. The husband himself, later on, also a pastor, also give up. But the mother-in-law helped her, and she came out beautifully. Yeah. Cannot even talk to them. Because that case was very severe, very traumatic. Because that lady was abused before, raped before. You know, very severe. Then depression, lock herself up, don't want to see anybody. Then psychiatry also give medication until has seen so many psychiatrists, take medication until groggy and all those things. Then it's like no more life. Even the husband also like cannot do anything. Then the mother-in-law somehow got affinity, met me. Then I taught her. She's supposed to see some very high master in Japan. Then I happened to be there in the same trip. Her cousin brother is my classmate. Then there he met me, he talked to me with the husband. Then he realized I understand many things. Then instead of seeing that master, he came and talked to me. He said, "Brother, I got this very personal issue and problem. I hope you can help me." Then I say, "You can let me know." Then after she described all this, I say, "Can. Provided you do it on her behalf." And she was so full of joy. And she really go and buy an exercise book and write everything I wrote. She was not a Buddhist also. And follow exactly the 3 things that I teach you just now. On her behalf too. Week by week, she saw her changing. Until 3 months later, completely recovered. Then give birth to 4 beautiful grandchildren. Yeah. It must be somebody related. Either a brother, sister. The other case was the 2 sisters did it. They have faith. Then they must repent. May keep the precept and all those things on her behalf. Then invoke the power of marriage. Yeah. Then after they recover, they ask me, "But they still got to do or not?" I say, "It's up to you. But you can, once a while, still do, because there will be new coming thing you don't know." So, like the Buddha said, whatever that happened, there are causes and conditions behind. Which means what? What are these causes and conditions? Huh? What are these causes and conditions? The Buddha already say every day reflect on the fifth contemplation is what? You are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned by your karma. You are what you are because it's definitely to do with karma, understand? No? That's why you must ask for forgiveness and all those things. Well, last time, you reap what you sow. You do this to people. And now, condition come, you become the victim. That's why you have to understand this is karmic. And sometimes it can be so severe, it obstructs you. You're totally not, what they call, not yourself. Understand? You are not yourself.
So to break karmic
obstruction
is to ask for forgiveness.
Yes, repentance.
It has to come from the person or the family related.
Yes, close family member.
Right. So we can also teach our clients to get the parents to do that for her.
Can. If their parents love them so much, as long as there is a solution, they will try, I tell you.
Yeah, just how to put it in words now.
You say this is nature's law. You reap what you sow. Understand now? You got nothing to lose, is there? Maximum 3 months, do no result. Like that also don't want to do.
No, just that for this child, the parents are a little bit weird, right? So they say, hey, my parents are different. You don't, cannot talk to my father. You cannot talk to him. I die talking to him.
You heard this from the 12-year-old victim or what?
She's not 12-year-old, she's 22 years old.
Yeah, la, you heard from her,
yeah,
is there?
From her, yeah.
She is in this condition and you listen to her.
Oh, of course, we have to listen. It's the story come from her, what?
Get home. When a person is in this type of situation, you go and listen to this type of person telling you all these things. You know how a depressed person talk or not? They already have this negativity perception, like you say. He don't trust anybody because of the karmic past. And you somehow believe what she say. She don't even trust her parents, understand? Because of what happened. There is no more love. Because she went through those traumatic things. It's from the past. So how can you listen to a person who is heavily in karmic situation? Cannot. Some can't even talk to them. So you should find out yourself. Did the parent bring her to you? Then you cannot do anything. If the parent bring her to you, then different. Means the parent is concerned. If the parent is not concerned, then it become what? Kepo, understand? You understand? If the parent bring to you, means they are serious, they wanna, then they will try. Like the mother-in-law came and see me. He will try everything. And after she did that, 3 months the daughter-in-law recovered, she called me every week. Then after that she thanked me. She said, "Brother, the best thing in my life is to have met you." Then he said, "What? God's miracle also doesn't work this way." The way she saw her daughter-in-law recover. And what I teach her is no God, nothing to do with God. Yeah. It's just nature's law. Understand all this. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all should meditate already. Yes. Yeah, okay. I got more, 6 more minutes. Give to Brother Chia.
Every moment here is very interesting.
Yeah.
Every moment here is a lot of learning.
Oh, sadhu.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I want to relate this experience. Today I think Sandra shared.
Very beautiful. I thought you're not around.
Yeah, I was.
I was looking for you.
It was meant to be.
Oh, no wonder.
Because after that, there was just everything came out so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to be. I was supposed to come in already.
Yeah, somehow,
you know, something tell me, hey, you should lie down some more.
Wow, very good.
So,
very good.
So I missed, so it was actually very good. I still don't know what she said.
Wow, beautiful. She progressed, I can hint to you, faster than you.
It is
your last year's retreat, you already fantastic, you know. one retreat only you cultivate, but you wasted 1.5 days, the starting. She didn't waste. She got faith. She got trust. She's first 2 days also, the mind state cannot settle down. Then she talked to her good friend in front. Then she followed my instruction, bow, bow, bow. Then she said, then after that, keep on transforming. Happened, a lot of things happened. Then when another lady from the back came and asked me questions, Gladys, then I described to her where she reached the silent mind. She didn't know how to proceed. Then I teach her what to do. Then she heard, no. She put out her hand, no. Ratio, can I share something? I said, yeah. He said, what you described to her, that the thing is that is going to happen to her after she continued the meditation from there, after following my instruction, all those things, the heartbeat, he said, two or three days ago, she experienced that. Then after that, slow down, like what I say. Then become very still, silent. Then after that, he said, the mind that is in stillness can see a lot of things. How the sense door perception, then how it comes into the mind, then how it just sees through that stillness, through that understanding. Then he can see a lot of things. Then he starts to understand my teaching. Then her life changed. A lot of things changed. She was taking the Bodhisattva vow before she came. Then the mother passed away, you know, she told you. At the Choyat. And it was so beautiful. When we told the mother was having this attachment to the other brothers and sisters and children because he wants harmony. Then Sandra was, your wife was very close to the mother. Then talk to the mother. Say, I'm going for a retreat and all those things. If anything should happen, you should let me know early so that before I go. Then the mother made the decision to pass away peacefully on Chinese New Year Day. That's why she was full of joy. Then in the office, the problem get resolved. In her life, her problem. Then she understand what is love, what is Noble Eightfold Path. And all. Then all of a sudden, with this stillness, she got so much. You can see her now completely different. The thing that is lingering last time, disturbing her, is completely free. That's why that is beautiful.
Actually, before I know all this, now that I know all this, actually, before I know all this, over lunch, this is very interesting. Because I settle all the things, lunch. Then, one brother, came to me and said, hey, your wife shared very good, no? Then I said, I don't know. I was on that.
I was calling out to you. I said, brother, I want you to comment on what happened. Then I see, not around. Then somebody say, you must be not around somewhere. Then I say, never mind, we have Chin Hao recorded. Then I told Chin Hao, you better write down the time and all so that he can listen.
You can
listen yourself tonight.
The more interesting one comes.
Sadhu.
This brother told me, but at the time my mind was so still inside and so peaceful. It just doesn't want to stir. So I just said, I don't know. Then after that, I just continue my lunch.
Yeah, it doesn't make you curious.
Then the next moment, another brother Cai Tami, your wife was like, very good. No. Then I think he did say something like, brother Teo said, he's faster than you,
So your ego how?
No, nothing.
Oh, sadhu.
So inside was like, nothing moved. Then I said, each of us have our own karma.
Sadhu,
so
very good.
Also, if she progresses fast, it's very good for
her. Very good, you should rejoice. You should be happy.
But after that, then settled. But not over yet.
Very good.
So when the dining hall all cleared, I saw almost 1:30. Then I said, never mind, I just take a walk because it's quite full. Right? I come in also, cannot sit. Yeah. So then I walk. Somehow, walk to our good friend.
Our good friend, Vero Chan.
So down there, I don't know why, he said, go in and pay respect.
Sadhu.
So as I walk in only, haven't even want to kneel, right? They started chanting. You feel like you walk into a...
Prepare for you, that chanting.
You feel like, actually want to go in just three kowtow.
But in the end, very different. Yes, sadhu.
Like the floor,
meant to be, the condition is already there.
It's like, the timing, everything. Perfect.
Hokkien, walao. Sadhu, very good.
After that, kowtow, now. So then walk out. Then walk out, then met another brother. right? Oh, after okay. that, goes outside, nothing, very quiet. Oh. So after that, I was the arising already. So
yeah,
said,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
What did Sandra share? I'll
just that thought still come out.
The brother, I think he just laughed. No? Then he said that, again, same thing. No? He said, wow, Brother Teo said that she's faster than you. No?
Okay,
but inside, nothing.
Yeah,
no,
very good, very good.
Right? Means after that,
your egoic mind doesn't like last time.
Exactly.
Very
so,
good.
So if my mundane mind had triggered, right?
Yeah.
Then inside it's like, walao.
No, not only walao, you doubt. Cannot be lah. But because they told you Brother Teo say, then you also dare not arise.
Then after that, I told him, right? I said, wow, the teacher very good, no? One stroke only, can check all the mind state.
Wow.
Then after that, I told him, I said, Brother Teo said, faster and slower. But actually, no fast, no slow.
Yeah, no fast, no slow.
Oh, yeah. 不增不减.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
in mundane term, the progress was really very much faster. Mm. Because you have to, after the retreat, after you have the faith, after the first and a half day, then you have the faith, then you try the lying down, then you follow instruction, then you understand a lot, then you got a lot of gratitude. But you need to go back a few more months, only you come to that understanding. That's why in that sense, relatively, she's very fast. Really, I haven't seen one so fast.
Then
my nature rejoiced, really rejoiced.
I told him, I said, you look at the ocean, right? Got different depth one.
Yeah, yeah.
Some is like that, some is deeper. Why cannot see, right? Because so crowded. It's blocking us.
Yeah.
But once that clear, right? Yeah. The one that has a better, deeper depth one, straight away can go down there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I say that is the situation.
Yeah, sadhu.
So sadhu. No up or down or no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
More or less.
That one is mundane. Condition world, understand?
Right.
That one got measurement on.
So after that, I don't know whether the brother, awakened already.
Wow! If awakened already, put up your hand. Then can come and share. I give you another 10 minutes. Very good, sadhu.
So then, back to Sandra, right? So for her, all the while I can see she's very miserable. Even
when
her mother passed away. So miserable,
And
then so miserable
suffering,
until the karma hit in front of her.
Whatever she do,
and I say, I cannot believe, I tell you, really is karma.
Yeah.
Right? The thing that
That's
she
why
do,
the Bodhisattva vow, she asked for forgiveness, repentance.
Ah.
And she said, after she did that, her life changed. A lot of things changed.
So I told her before she came, I said, you come to Cameron Highland. I said, this is the opportunity and the chance for you. Right. If you come here, you cannot be awakened. You come here, you'll be wasting your time. Then I don't know after that what she think,
She
came here, right? When she came here, same thing. First two days.
Yeah.
Then she still come, wanna bring me to hell like that,
because first 2 days cannot settle down.
She kinda tell me, then after I told her, I said, silence your mind. Then later I realized I saw the Vaisatwa the notes. Then I told her asking for forgiveness.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Go to the
Buddha. Virochana. Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, I told her go and do it.
Because then, Alicia saw her reading from the note.
Then I said, go and do it. I asked her, did you do it?
Yeah.
She said, I hope she do it. Then she said, down here you go and do it.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu.
She must have gone and done
Yeah. Very good. It's okay. Yeah. This one must turn away from his direction.
So that's why, before I even know.
Yeah. Never mind, you continue. Yeah, continue. You continue. You don't worry.
Hello.
Yes.
So that's why before I even know what she shared, it's actually to me not important.
Yeah.
But the after experience and the relation to after her whatever understanding, right? It's very important.
Yes.
Because
yes.
A lot of things is happening here.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of things is happening here.
I also told some brothers, I count this for them.
From Tuesday, right? Say we left 5 days, no?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Who use? Then I left 3, left yeah. 4 days. Today is already Thursday.
Six. Today is 6 days. Three more days. Actually, technically 2 more days.
So
the last
Friday,
day, we don't do much. It's a closing ceremony.
So if anything, we must really make full use now.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I really urge, you know, all Karamita.
Okay. Wow, sadhu. So this is a good message to all Karamita. Strive on with heedfulness.
Sadhu.
Thank you so much for the very good sharing. Okay, thank you. You all can meditate now. So we are at page 85. I give you 1 hour as promised. So with the rain, very easy to meditate. The rain is very soothing. The vibration, everything is very soothing.